When asked why she hadn't written her memoirs, Stephanie Lynn Nix replied, "Because I wouldn't be able to tell the whole truth. The world is not ready for my memoir, I guarantee you. If I were to write what really happened between 1972 and now, a lot of people would be really angry with me." So while Stevie Nix has chosen not to write her life story, my guest, Stephen Davis, has made a different choice. His brand new biography of rock and roll icon Stevie Nix is entitled Gold Dust Woman, after one of her heaviest rockers, a song that appeared on the 1977 album Rumors, one of the biggest selling albums in music history. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal, delighted to welcome author Stephen Davis. Welcome, Stephen.
Hi, Elaine.
This is your first book about Stevie, but you're a longtime associate of Universe Fleetwood Mac. How did you get involved with the band to begin with?
Well, back in sort of the late 80s, I got a call from Mick Fleetwood, who announced that he had just gone through his second bankruptcy. He needed cash. And I was a best-selling rock writer at that point, and he and I got together, and we did a book called Fleetwood, My Life and Adventures in Fleetwood Mac. Then we did another book about his photography collection. And then Fleetwood Mac started asking me to write booklet notes for their greatest hits album and their live albums and stuff. So I have a long association with them. I have to tell your listeners, though, that Gold Dust Woman is an unauthorized biography of Stevie Nicks. I don't really know her, Elaine. I met her very briefly after a Fleetwood Mac concert in London around 1987 when I was working with Mick. And he introduced me to Stevie Nicks, and this was after a show. She was a little bleary. She had a cigarette in one hand and a glass of wine in the other. And she's very nearsighted, Elaine. She wears these very thick glasses when she's not on stage. And she looked at me sort of peered at me, and she knew I was a writer. And she said, "Everything you ever heard about me is true." So I thought to myself, wow, that's a good come-on for a book someday, you know. And the funny thing is that years went by, decades went by, and about 5 years ago, I was thinking about what to do next. And I had written 32 years ago a book called Hammer of the Gods about Led Zeppelin, and it's still in print today. And I was thinking, now, who's like Led Zeppelin? Who has fans who like Led Zeppelin who identify with the band beyond the music itself? You know, Led Zeppelin has a legend. And the name that kept coming up is Stevie Nicks, who also has a myth, a legend. You know, is she a witch? Is she a white witch? A dark witch? Is she a witch at all? Is it just hokum? And so she has this kind of epic story. She's almost 70 years old. She's still out there working. She's in Australia with the Pretenders today, I think, as we speak. So I just started calling up old contacts and getting my intrepid researchers nose to the grindstone. And so just this week, we've published this biography of Stevie Nicks called Gold Dust Woman, a biography of Stevie Nicks.
And I think that quote is great. Everything you've heard about me is true, because reading the book, I thought it's very honest, very open, but also unapologetic. She doesn't apologize. She acknowledges mistakes she's made and bad behaviors. And you cite what you call train wrecks, like Amy Winehouse and Whitney Houston, you know, women who've skyrocketed to superstardom like she has. And you credit Stevie Nicks with surviving the train wreck of her life and getting it back on track. Is her life story essentially a survival story?
As you said, as you were just commenting, Stevie Nicks doesn't, in my book, she doesn't care that much about redemption. She just moves on to the next thing. You know, she's one of these intrepid women with steely determination and not a little ambition. That's really what this book is about. It's about how she was able to overcome all of her trials and tribulations. She's had a difficult life from the time she was, you know, very little, actually. And this book has 300 pages, Elaine, and I'm just amazed at the amount of, you know, incident and adventure in it. And also, as you said, you know, survival. She survived, you know, romantic disasters and commercial misadventures and addictions to various things. And every time she's come back, again, with this steely determination. You could have called this book Steely Determination, because it's about a woman who just would not give up and was just intent on going forward. And as we speak, she's still working out there. So, you know, amazing story, epic.
And a woman who is always loved collaborating with people from the Don Henley days to nowadays, where she's collaborating with people like Taylor Swift and all the young women who claim her as an icon. I mean, what is her most lasting legacy on the music scene? Is it her, the way she dresses, the songs she writes, her gravelly voice?
Well, I think her lasting legacy is the fact that she'll go down in history as the last female rock star, because the younger women who are coming up after her are not rock stars, they're pop stars or something else. You know, I mean, Taylor Swift is more, is a country star, and Lana Del Rey is sort of more kind of soul. But Stevie Nicks is the last of that lineage that began with Janis Joplin and Grace Slick in the 60s and carried up through, you know, people like Debbie Harry in the 70s. But these women tend to retire in their 50s, you know. Most musicians, performers, not Stevie Nicks. She just keeps on, goes into rehab and keeps on going. And can you think of anyone else that's like her? You know, I can't.
We can't talk about Stevie Nicks without talking about Lindsey Buckingham and the whole Stevie-Lindsey love story, almost like a rock and roll Camelot. Wasn't actually as picture perfect as people liked to believe it was. But musically, how important was that collaboration? Is it on the par of a Lennon and McCartney?
Totally crucial. And on the par of Lennon and McCartney, well put. The problem was that as they grew older as a couple and then when they broke up, Stevie was resentful of being so dependent on Lindsey to craft her songs. So the way they worked is that Stevie would come in with ideas and Lindsey would put chords on them and arrangements and turn them into songs like Landslide and Dreams and Sarah, these really beautiful sort of anthemic songs. But when they broke up, when she dumped him, while they were making this Rumors album, this poor guy was contractually obligated to spend the rest of his career working with Stevie Nicks on her Fleetwood Mac songs, making them good, making her look great. And I think there was a lot of bitterness there. And I documented in the book the fact that it's a love story that has never really been resolved. And it is truly a love story, I think, because she lately said that she thought always there was a chance she could get back with him until he had his first child when he was in his 50s. So, you know, that Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks fans will always be fascinated by the romance and the troubles and trials of the Stevie-Lindsey relationship. It's part of her epic, Elaine. You can't have her without him.
My guest is Stephen Davis. He has a brand new biography entitled Gold Dust Woman. It's the story of the life of Stevie Nicks. Stephen, what are the challenges of writing a book about someone who is so well known, or at least we think we know her very well?
It's challenging in the sense that, A, it's unauthorized. So you're trying to get into someone else's head that you don't really know. But on the other hand, I have written, you know, 15 or 16 of these things over the years, and I kind of know what I'm doing in terms of marshalling established facts to tell a really good story, you know, and that's what I do. It's really storytelling, Elaine. But these stories have to come from somewhere, so there's often a lot of research. My favorite part of it is finding the little people, like the limousine drivers and the tape ops and the roadies.
The backup singers.
The backup singers. The roadies are great. These older guys, they're 300 pounds. They all have names like Rhino and Earthquake and Volcano. But, you know, these were the people who remember what happened. You know, the rock star was just awake and they got on the jet, then they got off the jet to the show. And they're not going to generally spill unless, you know, they're like Mick Fleetwood and they're broke. And you know, I mean, and he's not the only drummer I've worked with under those circumstances. So all I'm saying is that the real way to do this, and any biography, doesn't matter who the person is, male, female, whatever, just try to find the people who knew them. And not necessarily famous people, but the people who did the jobs, who drove the cars and did the catering.
And while your book is very objective and very fair, I detect that perhaps you are also a bit of a fan of Stevie Nicks. So I'm going to ask you not what's your favorite Stevie song, but what are your top five?
Top five. Number one, Sarah. Number two, Fireflies. Number three, Dreams, which I'll talk about in a second. And number four, probably Landslide. And number five would be Storms. Sarah is the one for me, more like an enchantment or a spell. You know, that's Lindsey channeling Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, these beautiful blue chords. I've heard 20-minute live versions of this song where they just kind of let it roll, and it's just a beautiful song. And a very sad song, because if you read Gold Dust Woman, you find out that her friend Sarah had been having an affair with Mick Fleetwood, very illegitimate and secret. And in the middle of it, Sarah's husband called up and said, Sarah just ran off with Mick Fleetwood. And so on that day, Stevie Nicks lost her lover and her best friend. And one of the themes of this book, Elaine, is that everybody, almost everybody who was involved with Stevie Nicks in those days hurt her or betrayed her. and she has forgiven almost all of them. And so that's a kind of a sort of a light motif or sub-theme that runs through this book, that this woman has been hard done by the people around her, by some of the people around her, and some of the people she was closest to. So is it every woman's story, or is it just Stevie Nicks' story? I don't know, but it has this epic grandeur about it that I really like.
And Stephen, I know I have to let you go, but you said you had a couple of comments about the song Dreams.
So last year I went to Boston Garden, which is our big arena here in Boston where I'm sitting, and there were 20,000 people there. There were women her age, their daughters in their 30s and 40s, their daughters from 12 to 16, and then the other group were the gay men who actually were dressed like Stevie, some of them in chiffon and wigs and stuff like that. But anyway, she started to sing the song Dreams, and then she stopped after the first verse, and the audience, 20,000 people, sang the rest of the song for like 4 minutes completely. I mean, I've never heard or seen anything like it, and I've been to a lot of shows. Just 20,000 people singing a cappella this incredible song, Dreams, about which are about, you know, hope and ambition and desperate need for a better future.
And you talk about the hurt and the hardships that she has endured. But my guess is that standing on that stage at that moment, maybe she thought that that was a pretty fair trade.
Well put.
Well, the book is called Gold Dust Woman, the biography of Stevie Nicks, a new book written by Stephen Davis, published by St. Martin Press. And Stephen, I think we should close with Stevie's own words. For me, it's the only life that I've ever known. And love is only one fine star away. Even though the living is sometimes laced with lies, it's all right. The feeling remains even after the glitter fades.
Pretty good.
Stephen Davis, thank you so much for your book. For 91.7 WVXU Local Exposure, I'm Elaine Deal.